Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains, and welcome home, back to your spot, the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are always sharp, responses are never dull. Today, our guest is Diane Matthews, and we're going to learn about Reiki, another one of my favorite $25 words. People toss it around, but they really don't understand what this healing modality is. Where did it spring up from? I mean, we talk about meditation, and we talk about exercise, and we talk about hypnotherapy, but what is energy movement? How do we move the energy? But the great thing about Diane is that she has a special gift. She's not only doing Reiki, but she's doing it with children that have challenges such as autism, and she's working with animals. So I want you to pay attention to this, get a better understanding so that we can get our energy right. Welcome our guest to the Edge, Diane Matthews. Hello, how are you?
I'm awesome, April. Good morning, and thank you for inviting me to be on your show today on The Brains Can Learn some information about Reiki.
Absolutely. You know, I've had Reiki done, and the first time I did it, I was like, what are you talking about, an energy massage with my clothes on? I thought that was, like, super weird. I had no idea of what I was in for. You've been doing this for 20 years there in Edmond, Alberta, Canada. What drew you to Reiki?
Well, actually, Reiki kind of drew me to it. I had been at a personal growth course and got talking to a couple of women there. And one of them was a mom with a new baby, and her friend came over and helped her with her daughter and did some Reiki on the daughter because the daughter had colic. And it just made such a huge difference. So I was really intrigued by it.
At an early, early age, so it was doing it with the baby. So what is Reiki? Define that for us. Give us a definition.
The Reiki that I use is actually the traditional Japanese Usui Reiki. It was started in 1922 by a Buddhist monk named Makayo Usui. And it has traditional, it has Western modalities to it. So the traditional that I use is more intuitive. Now, Reiki is based on the premise that everything is energy. The word Reiki itself means a universal life force energy. And the concept is that everything living has energy that flows through it. So it comes into it, flows through it, and emanates back out of it. So it comes and flows in and through our body.
Okay. And so how, as a practitioner, do you channel that energy for healing, awareness, and awakening?
Reiki is a healing type of energy itself, and it's a very gentle, it's non-invasive, and like you had said, it's like an energy massage with your clothes still on, right? So you don't have to get undressed. And how it works is when I'm working with my clients, of course, one of the first things I do is I ground myself and I clear my energy. And with the training that I've got, I've been allowed to have different portals in my body open to bring in the Reiki energy. So I bring it in from all around me, and it basically comes into me, and then it comes back out my hands and into the clients. So it's like focused energy that's going into them. And my clients often will say they feel my hands getting quite warm, which is the energy that flows through them. They often will feel a sense of warmth coming through their body. Others have said that it's like a calming feeling that they get. So each person experiences it differently. Each session is different depending on where they're at and what they're working through at the time. And it's, like I said, it's very gentle. And because it is a type of a healing, it helps our body to really deeply relax, which puts us into the rest, restore, and digest part of our autonomic nervous system. That nervous system is the one that looks after all the things that we don't have to think about, like our heartbeat and our breathing and our digestion, things like that. So only can our body heal when it's in that rest, restore, and digest mode.
Do you incorporate other things in your work, as maybe crystals, aromatherapy, other actual physical massage techniques to heighten the senses and the awareness during the session?
I do have some essential oils diffusing. I have like low, gentle music playing, and the whole atmosphere is meant to be very relaxing for people. I prefer that they come to my place. It gets them out of their own location and all the triggers that are happening there for them, so they can actually have time away for themselves where they can allow their bodies and their minds to deeply relax.
Now they're incorporating meditation in schools with children instead of the discipline of writing the standards or being in detention or being in the corner or all of that kind of stuff. It's mindfulness and being aware. You have also incorporated Reiki as a tool that you use with children with autism. How did you find that, and how does that work, and what's been your response?
Well, a friend of mine has custody of her grandson who's on the autism spectrum. She brought him to me when he was about 8, and children on autism, who have autism or on the spectrum, always have very high anxiety, and that really affects their behavior and everything, all the changes that they're dealing with. So when she brought him to me, we sat down, we explained everything to him, and he got up onto the massage table that I used, and I started to do Reiki with him. Now, because it was new to him, and he had no idea what to expect, even though we'd spent some time with him, he just fussed and he fidgeted, and about 7 minutes later, it was get me out of here. She brought him back to me a week later, and it was a completely different story. So he came in the door, threw off his boots and his coat, grabbed his toy, and he was up on the massage table waiting for me. And as I did the Reiki, you could physically see his little body start to relax. Now, he was at the age where she was helping him to learn to self-regulate himself, but he had no idea what being calm or relaxed meant because he'd never experienced it. So after the 20 minutes with Reiki, he says, okay, I've had enough now, and he got up. And his grandma said for the week after each Reiki session that he was calmer. So it made such a difference, like when he was at home, when he was at school, he was able to learn more. He was able to respond differently. So instead of having meltdowns, you know, he would be calmer going through a lot of things. And he really noticed it because a few months later, he was having a meltdown the one day, and he told his grandma to take him back to Diane's Magic Hands because he could feel the difference in his body.
Wow, that's amazing. So those hands aren't just magical for children and humans, but you also support animals. How did you get involved in that?
That's correct. Again, it was through an acquaintance. I was asked if I would be interested in doing Reiki on some horses. I thought, well, that's intriguing. I'd love to do that. So I got a hold of a woman that I was referred to, and she's an equine gestalt coach who works with 3 or 4 different horses to help with therapy for them, for her clients. I went out there and I was really intrigued because she goes up to the horses and they were all kind of gathered around us, and she says, okay, the ones who would like Reiki, please step forward. And 3 horses step forward.
Mm-hmm.
I started to work. Yeah, it was pretty amazing. So I started to work on the one horse. It was a gelding, and his owner, Chantal, said that when he does work on people, because I found out then that horses do Reiki too.
No,
so
really?
What he does is when, yeah, it was really quite interesting. But she says when he does Reiki on some of the clients, he holds their energy in instead of releasing it. So she was getting quite concerned about him. So I started to do the Reiki on him. and I was drawn to his chest area. And within maybe 25 seconds of starting to do Reiki, he started to yawn. She said that's how they release the energy. So it was that quick with him. The second horse I worked on, as I started to work with her, she kept putting her one hip toward me all the time. So, okay, she wants me to work on this hip. So I worked on her maybe for about 10 minutes, and then she just walked away. She'd had enough. Chantel
wow.
said that that mare had arthritis in that hip and been having a lot of pain. So she noticed that the mare was able to move a lot better for several weeks or more afterwards because of the Reiki that I'd been able to help her with. And the third
wow.
horse was really interesting because as I was working with her, I was able to only go part way down her side. So I usually start at their shoulders and I start to work down their side. So I got about halfway down her side. And Chantel was amazed because she said, nobody's ever been able to do that with her yet. And this horse was quite antisocial in lots of ways. And she found afterwards that she was more her normal self, like the normal way that a horse should be. So again, it made quite a difference for her as well.
Now, were you familiar with, you know, with horses before doing the Reiki on them? Is that something that you grew up with and you understand? Because, you know, horses are really, really smart. I'm a little intimidated by them. Girl, one of them ran to an edge of a cliff with me, okay? I was pulling on those reins and talking to her and everything, and she was galloping away. So they're very powerful. They have a mind of their own. They're very smart. So had you worked with them at all prior to this Reiki experience?
I had grown up on a farm, and we had horses right from the time I was very, very tiny until I graduated and went away to work. So I've always loved them. I've always enjoyed being with them. I enjoy their energy. And, yes, they are. They're very intelligent. They're very intuitive. They can sense things like fear. And one of the horses
that
we had... Oh, yeah. One of the horses that we had as I was in my teens would be perfectly calm, and there'd be like eight kids, four or five across his back, kids running in and out through his legs, and he would stand there and do nothing.
Mm.
Now, as soon as an adult got on him, he was a different horse.
Mm.
He knew, though, that those kids were harmless, and he had to be careful with them.
Right, right. So you love the outdoors. How do you clear yourself so that when you are working from one client to the next, that your energy field is clear? And the second question is energy thieves. The first time I got Reiki, I was, you know, I had to prepare my mind. I did not know what to expect. And when I got finished, the woman told me, she said, wow, you've got amazing energy. You're very forceful. You've got a lot of power. And then someone else walked up to me and said, you know, you want to be careful with that because there's such things as energy vampires. Have you heard of those?
Yes, I've heard of them. One of the things I do is through my training with Reiki was learn how to kind of brush my energy to be able to release anything that wasn't my energy. I also work with like a beam of white light that comes down and cleanses everything around me. And as
wow.
it releases any lower vibrations, then it sends it back up to the light to be transferred again into the high vibration. Now, even in my home, I'll do Reiki on my home. So it's sort of like I imagine in my mind like little cyclones going around my home and picking up all the negative energy, and then it's released.
Mm.
Energy vampires, I think we've all experienced them at some time. Anybody who's ever been
absolutely.
Around.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Those people that suck the air out of the room brains, they're your energy vampires. Watch them.
Exactly. That's it. People that you talk to and you finish talking to them and all of a sudden it's like, oh, what happened? Like I'm feeling so drained. And they are hungry for your energy. They need that to boost up their energy supply. So yes, I think we've all experienced that.
So let's have some fun with you, Diane Matthews. Let's just ask you a bunch of random questions. I want my brains to get to know you a little bit better. Is that okay?
Sure, you go for it, April.
All right. If you could paint the sky any color besides blue, what color would it be and why?
I would probably pick pink, because pink is the color of love, and that's the strongest energy that I know of that's out there. And it's what helps to heal so much of the hurt and the pain that people are going through. So I would pick pink.
You pick pink. What is your favorite dessert?
Oh, now that's a good one. I would probably say pie. I like all different kinds of pie, so just pie, period. So like pumpkin and lemon meringue, cherry, pecan, whole bunch
I'm into key lime pie now. I never was before, but I tell you, it is great. And you go to the Cheesecake Factory here in the U.S., and they charge you $10 for one slice. That's crazy.
Oh, I better be good at that price.
Oh, it is, and it's like $40 for a complete cheesecake, or $30. It's crazy good. What are three things, Diane Matthews, that you just absolutely cannot live without?
I would say some quiet time just for myself. That's how I kind of regroup and re-energize myself, because as I'm out with people, I find I'm putting out so much energy, and that quiet time is one of the definite things. Being out in nature really energizes me, and I feel my body completely relaxed when I'm in nature. And I'd have to say books. I love books. I love reading, and I just have a very inquisitive mind, so I'm reading all different kinds of books.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and why?
I would probably say Wonder Woman.
Oh, shoot.
Because to me, she's really, she's amazing. She's strong. She has it together as far as my opinion of her. She's a leader and sets an example. And I think that women can maybe even start to emulate and use some of that. Because some women tend to be more timid and quiet. They're not letting their power, their light come through, and I think Wonder Woman does.
All right. You know, the world is in a very strange, dismal place. It's in a strange frequency. What love offering would you give to the world right now if you could do Reiki on the planet? What would be one of the things that you would want to communicate to the world to make it a better place?
I would say probably love again, just learning to love ourselves first and foremost. In order for us to be able to love anyone else and accept them for who they are, we need to start with ourselves. And by loving ourselves, we're also more compassionate. So the ripple effect of our love spreads out there. The compassion starts to spread out there, the acceptance. So if I were to do Reiki on the world, I would completely surround it with love and help people to start to bless themselves and feel how unique and special each of them are.
Well, that's beautiful. I am really enamored by a woman that loves pink, that eats pie, loves quiet time, nature, and books, and wants to be a superhero with a big W on her chest. You are awesome sauce, Diane Matthews, and I thank you and I honor you for the work that you're doing, channeling people's energy, working with animals, working with children. How can my brains get in contact with you so that they have the opportunity to work with you directly?
Well, brains, I would say there's probably two better ways. One would be through emailing me at info@everybodylovesreiki.ca. Now, Reiki is spelled R-E-I-K-I, or you can go to my website, www.everybodylovesreiki.ca.
Brains, you know, we really need to just kind of sit back and look at other modalities. These have been taught for centuries. They may have just been introduced to westernized society in the 1900s, but these have been going on for hundreds of years in different countries. There's a lot of things that you can incorporate in your life to calm you down, to calm your children down, without necessarily using medication or in collaboration with medication. If you're currently under a doctor's care, we ask that you continue the treatment that you're doing, but also experience and get exposed to other great modalities, because there is power in energy movement, there is power in the hands, and there are great people in the world like Diane Matthews that are conduits for that energy. I thank you, Diane, for being here on The Edge. Please come back and let us know what you're doing, if any of your modalities change, or if you're upgrading or leveling out, or you want to get out of that cold of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and come to San Diego. You just call me, okay, baby?
That sounds like a great invitation. Thank you, and thank you again for inviting me on your show. I love being with you and chatting with you.
Thank you, too. Brains, I need you to do me a favor. Not only do I want you to go back to other edgy conversations all over the planet, but I need you to subscribe. You know, I know you listen. I see the numbers. I got like 48, 49,000 all over the world, but people want receipts. So go in and subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's fantabulous. Got all these great interviews. Go back and listen to other edgy conversations. I just found out I'm on something called Podmaster. What is a Podmaster? Me. So I love you guys, and I'll talk to you soon. Have a great day. Bye, Diane Matthews. I'll talk to you soon.